It's a very difficult, tumultuous time. We just went through a whole week of public hearings with the impeachment inquiry, which is not something that those who have been tracking me from the beginning. I was not out there pushing for an impeachment proceeding from day one. I was trying very thoughtfully, I would argue, to pursue this in a way where we could make this the least partisan as we possibly can. It's a political tool. It is. I mean, that's what the founders ultimately intended it to be. It is a political tool, not necessarily a legal one. It has legal ramifications, but it's a political tool. And if we're going to implement it, we need to be thoughtful about the ways in which the electorate will respond. Things changed quite a bit, in my estimation, when the president admitted that he sought a political favor from Fannie Mae. And to me, at that point, we talked about a sitting president potentially utilizing the power of the presidency, the seat of the presidency, to influence a future election and implicate our national security along the way. I have found the testimony of many of the witnesses to be credible and to be alarming. And so as we move forward, I know that there will be future conversations and hearings and thoughts about this. It's a tough time. You know, I did not run to impeach the president. It's not why I decided I want to serve. I decided I want to serve because I grew up in upstate, I grew up in Schenectady, working class kid, and I was able to benefit from a system that prioritized everyday working Americans and my family was, the working GE. And I wanted to figure out how to give back. I wanted to figure out how to serve and help folks, everyday folks. And it is tough to be a first-term member of Congress in my first year and deal on the front end with the longest government shutdown in this country's history. You forget about that sometimes. And on the back end, an impeachment. I mean, if someone told me this is going to be my first year of Congress, you know, it's been a lot. So I've tried to keep my head down. I've tried to be principled every step of the way, and I've tried to be accountable to you every step of the way. We might not agree on everything, and that's natural. But what I hope we can do is at least be agreeable to each other when we disagree. We can be civil to each other. Because the one thing that I don't like right now that's happening in our country is how divisive and how partisan and how ugly and how nasty the rhetoric is becoming when we don't agree. We have to remember who we are.